This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, glad you're back with us here. It is a Friday morning, and we still got lots to get to for you. Coming up, we're going to talk to Coach Mike Martz. I haven't talked to Coach Martz in years, and I did hear him interviewed recently, fairly recently, talking about, obviously, football and his memories of the Kurt Warner years and all of that stuff. I might have been related to that Warner movie that came out recently. But we got Coach March is going to join us at the bottom of the hour, maybe to talk a little bit more about the 25th anniversary of the Rams Super Bowl championship. Can you believe it? And maybe about the Eagles and the Chiefs and what he thinks about the possibility of Kansas City capturing its third Super Bowl in a row. That's going to be pretty awesome. I've got my Chiefs jersey on, and if you're watching on the socials, I'll explain again as I did earlier. I don't watch the NFL a lot these days. I have watched a couple of these playoff games. I always watch the Super Bowl, and I am rooting for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl this year. This is my Harrison Butker jersey, though. I went out and got this one specifically when they were trying to target Harrison Butker for his Christian beliefs, that he dared to speak out loud about what he believed, and they tried to get him fired from the Chiefs. And instead, not only did the Chiefs not fire him, they said he's entitled to his opinion, and then they gave him a pay raise. So that kind of won me over. If I wasn't already a full-blown Chiefs fan, that kind of won me over to him. If I'm going to root for a team, it probably would be the Chiefs for that reason.
I think the Chiefs owner's wife has been kind of outspoken about her support for Trump.
I think she has too, and I don't know if that caused some uncomfortable moments for the NFL or not. I mean, people are entitled to their opinion. Used to be you could only give it if it was one-sided, but not anymore, and that's refreshing. Maybe it's part of the effect of what we're seeing right now around the country. I don't know. Coming up a little later after we talk to Coach Martz, shout out to Mama Kay there on Facebook, who sent me a link this morning to a fairly elaborate scam that people are falling for. And it's got nothing to do with being told your easy pay is overdue, because I fell for that one earlier this week, which I talked about on the air. But we'll talk about that at about 8:45 this morning and let you find out what it is. It's information coming out of Jefferson County and the Sheriff's Department down there. And we will we'll chat about that before the hour is over. Right now, though, and before we get to our first guest, who is Mark Cantor from Cantor Law, talking about what's going on in Israel, what's happened since October 7th, what the situation's like right now. He's getting ready to go back. We're going to talk to him coming up in the next segment. Carl, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Common sense is illegal in Washington. They can't get their mind around doing anything other than the Washington way.
That's true. It is. It's been illegal for a long time, apparently, and we are going to talk to our friends about that. The USAID thing. It's crazy. We'll be back with more on that one coming up.
I just wanted to take a little bit of time to talk about how I'm so immensely grateful for all of the work that has gone into advancing abortion rights.
Yeah, this is a legislator from Michigan, a state legislator, who has chosen to have surgery to make sure that she can never have a child because of Donald Trump. I'm not making up any part of that.
Democrats want to audit you for a $600 Venmo payment. But when Elon audits the trillion-dollar government, they're ready to storm the castle.
Isn't that something else? They're not mad that the legislators were potentially getting kickbacks from USAID. They're mad at the guy that exposed the fraud and the waste. What is going on?
$47,000 for a transgender opera in Columbia. Not Columbia, Missouri, or Columbia, South Carolina. The country of Columbia.
Yeah. Senator Eric Schmidt there. If you didn't recognize the voice, he was on the floor of the Senate yesterday. It gets back to what Senator Kennedy was saying there a minute ago about the fact that there's not a lot of common sense in Washington, and they'll never disappoint you on that issue, ever. Carl, go to cut two, please.
They're very, very, very upset at President Trump, and they're very, very, very upset at Elon Musk. He said it almost every day. He said, if you elect me president, I'm going to go through the entire budget and review all the spending, line by line. If I heard him say that once, I heard him say it 1,000 times. That's what Mr. Musk is doing. He's put together a Cracker Jack team, and they're going through everybody's spending, line by line, item by item. This has been going on for a week. People have been screaming like they're part of a prison riot. Oh, my God, look at what Musk is doing. He's looking at the spending. But you know what? I haven't heard one single person who's upset with President Trump or Mr. Musk talk about what he's found. I tell you who is interested. The American people.
Yeah, the polls are pretty clear on that, too, that people can't believe it. Now, there's been some dispute, Kim, over the dollar amount that got thrown around over for condoms that were sent to Gaza. Like, this is what they're mad about. Well, prove that. You're saying 50 million. No, he said, no, I said 15 million. Now they're saying might have been spent on that.
15 cents to be funding condoms in Gaza is too much.
It's too much. That's why I think it's ridiculous. Anything they can find to try to dispute this and make it not look quite so bad. But I love the fact that our elected officials from Missouri are down there reminding people every day. Here was Eric Schmidt when he was on the floor of the House talking about some of the more egregious examples of overspending that they found. And name me one American, and if it's you, raise your hand. Name me one American that would not want somebody to stand up and question this.
Because you can't really defend this kind of stuff. $45 million for diversity and inclusion scholarships in Burma. $3 million for girl-centered climate action in Brazil. $125 million to racialize public health. $288,000 for diverse birdwatcher groups. USAID, which is in the center of the storm right now, and rightfully so, spent $1.5 billion to, quote, advance diversity, equity, inclusion in Serbia's workplaces and business communities. $70,000 for the production of a DEI musical in Ireland. $2.5 billion for electric vehicles for Vietnam. $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia. Not Columbia, Missouri, or Columbia, South Carolina. The country of Columbia. $32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru. $2 million for sex changes and LGBT activism in Guatemala. $6 million to fund tourism in Egypt. This is what they're mad about.
Yeah.
Are any of these countries helping us with our needs?
No.
Clearly critical needs for these countries. And by the way, serious question, is there a difference between a regular bird watching group and a diverse bird watching group?
Not that I can think of, except for maybe the rainbow feathers that they stick in the back of their hair. I don't know what that would be.
I mean, maybe they make sure that there's, you know, an equal number of men and women, an equal number of non-binary people.
It's
and the
crazy.
Birds all have to be, you know, half the birds.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight. Yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSid.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are female and half of them are, you just have to make sure everything is equitable these days. Very important.
I love the fact that Schmidt keeps hammering on these things because none of them are justifiable. None of them further America's interest in those countries. And it's your money. That's what you have to remember. It's not some random amount of cash. It's your money that's being spent. All right, coming up, we'll talk to Mark Cantor, attorney here in town. We're going to get his thoughts. He's getting ready to travel back to Israel in the coming weeks to see what kind of progress is being made to rebuild the areas that were affected by October 7th. We'll be back.
Yeah, well, I don't think he talked about sending U.S. troops to complete the job of destroying Hamas. That's our commitment. That's our job, and we're absolutely committed to it. And I also don't think he said that he's going to fund it. He said that neighboring states, wealthy states, would do it. But the actual idea of allowing first Gazans who want to leave to leave, I mean, what's wrong with that? They can leave, they can then come back, they can relocate and come back, but you have to rebuild Gaza. If you want to rebuild Gaza, you can't have... this is the first good idea that I've heard. It's a remarkable idea, and I think it should be really pursued, examined, pursued, and done, because I think it will create a different future for everyone.
Yeah, obviously, Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister in Israel, talking about this concept Donald Trump floated this week. It does have the world talking about Gaza again, right? And what to do there after the war is over. I've invited Mark Cantor. He's a local attorney. He's a personal injury lawyer, but he's also traveled to Israel several times, I believe, since October 7th. He's about to go back. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for giving me a few minutes this morning. When you heard this the other day and saw this news conference, what were your thoughts on this? Netanyahu called it groundbreaking.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who's arguing against the removal of civilians from Gaza is arguing for them to be murdered as human shields by Hamas. So the only way to make the area safe is to get rid of the terrorist groups that have controlled it and used it as a launching pad for terrorism. You got to remember there was a peace treaty with Hamas and with these Palestinian terrorists on October 6th, you know, when they came in and murdered 1,200 Israelis and stole innocent children, including a 10-month-old baby, who may have been murdered. They murdered these kidnapped victims as part of this, quote, resistance, which is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you know, America's lost its moral clarity on that.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree completely on that. Now, you've traveled to Israel. You're about to go back. Where are you going? What are you doing when you travel back over there?
So I'm on a Brotherhood mission. We went last year and we raised and gave out nearly $2 million without administrative fees. And we're doing the same this year. We get a busload of guys and we go, you know, we go to military bases and we barbecue for them. We go to post-traumatic stress disorder clinics and assist, you know, we buy PTSD dogs. We do all sorts of great charitable work. We helped rebuild some of these communities that were absolutely destroyed, and visited, you know, near Oz where they were just murdered and kidnapped, and the Nova film site, the Nova Musical Festival site, things like that. So we're going just to do good deeds and acts of loving kindness.
Mark, I don't know if you've had a chance to keep in touch with people over there in Israel since you've been back, but I'm just curious what the feeling is over there, because my understanding is that Hamas is expected to release a fifth batch of the hostages tomorrow. So three more hostages are expected to be freed. And isn't it set up where there has to be some sort of an agreement between Israel and Hamas on whether to continue with this ceasefire? Like almost like a second phase of it?
Yeah, I mean, so you're dealing with terrorists. So we have a democracy, Israel, which is upstanding and righteous, dealing with the lowest type of swine on the planet, people that would rape and murder as an act of war. And so they continuously renegotiate. And I can't stand American news calling this a prisoner swap. It's not. Israel's giving back criminals, people that murdered sometimes dozens of people in exchange for innocence, people that were at a music festival or in their home and were stolen. It's not a prisoner swap. It's exchanging known criminal terrorists that could end up in America for innocent people. So I don't know how anyone on a college campus can be protesting Israel. It's just, we've lost our moral clarity. After World War II, or after 9/11, remember when people were supporting Osama bin Laden after 9/11? And everyone was shaking their heads, or they should have been. That's where America needs to be right now. Yeah. The posture of American morality is we've lost our way. And you know, thankfully, Donald Trump is fixing it.
Yeah, I would agree. There may be a controversial idea. As they release these criminals back to Palestine, they should give them each a free pager.
Yeah, right? Well, there is no such thing as Palestine. That's a myth too, Mark. I mean, you know, Palestine, so you know, these Palestinian people were offered states. My father's 87 years old. He's going to be 88. Since he was born, there's been six proposals to give these people a state, and they don't want it. They're there for terror. But it's not that they want to live and be free, and it's that they want to kill Jews. And that's why Jordan and Egypt don't want them.
Yes.
It's, you know, we've got a real, and after World War II, what America did, and, you know, I studied war and peace in the Middle East. I lived in Israel. I went to Hebrew U. I go every year. After World War II, we had to reculture Germany, and it worked. We had to reculture Japan. Remember, they were sending kamikaze missions. So what the world needs to do is reculture Gaza, because what they're wanting to do, their desire, and they teach these young children, is to go and murder not just Jews, but Americans too. I mean, they hate Christians, they hate Americans, they hate us. So we have to deal with the problem over there, or we're going to have it over here.
Yeah, I would agree with that completely. So you're going back again, what did you tell me, 2 weeks from now?
I'm going February 25th to March 5th.
All right.
And I do have a link if people want to give and help. And you know, we're just trying to do good deeds. We're just trying to help people. We go to hospitals and we visit patients. And it's not just Jewish patients and not just Jewish people. I mean, we're going to, you know, visit Ethiopian communities. So the other lie that is spread about Israel is that it's an apartheid state. It is not. I mean, I go there every year, and it's, you know, it's white, it's black, it's brown, it's Arab. It's the only state in the Middle East that it is a true democracy where people have freedom. So, you know, if you watch the U.S. media, they create this bias.
Right.
And it's simply not true. And I invite any one of your listeners to go and visit and see it for themselves. I mean, go to the Holy Land. It should be on the bucket list of travel.
I would agree. What's that link, Mark?
You know what? It's through the JNF, and I don't have it off the top of my head, but I'm going to send it to you, and maybe you can share it.
I will. Please do. And I hope people will pay attention and contribute. I'd love to have you back on once you're in Israel, so we'll get that worked out as well.
Fantastic. I'd love to be on. I appreciate you both for having me.
You bet. Mark Cantor, thanks for your time. We appreciate that. We're going to be back with Coach Mike Martz in just a minute. We were just talking about this the other day because I mentioned that I
back when it first came out, I saw the movie American Underdog, basically the Kurt Warner story, and it brought back so many great memories, and it's hard to believe it's been 25 years since that big Rams Super Bowl and the greatest show on turf, and you know, it's got us thinking about that, and of course the big Super Bowl game coming up this weekend, and we're lucky enough to get former Rams coach Mike Martz on the phone with us right now, and Mike, thank you for giving me a few minutes this morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. My pleasure, guys. Good morning to you.
Yeah, it's great to have you on here. You know, I was reading an article recently by Bernie Miklas where he was writing about the Super Bowl season and basically how you guys seemed to come out of nowhere, and he called it the most unexpected season from a team that he had ever covered in 40 years as a sports writer, and I think he's absolutely right.
Yeah, everything just lined up right for us. You know, we had a terrific staff. There was a changeover on staff. We had a terrific receiver coach, and you know, we had some players in waiting. They're just waiting to be great players, and they just need the opportunity. You know, and we're able to get in a position where they can make plays. And you know, obviously, when you have a left tackle like Orlando, that solves a lot of problems before you step on the field. And then you play great defense like we did. Both those Super Bowl seasons, we were terrific on defense. So as much attention as the offense gets, you got to look at that defense too. Lennon Fletcher and, you know, Grant Wistrom and those guys did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, well, so did the offensive coordinator. We'll just throw that in there. So it was absolutely just amazing to think back on that. Did you see American Underdog? Did you see the movie?
I saw pieces of it. Unfortunately, the stuff that involved me with Kurt is none of it's accurate. None of it happened. So that dialogue never happened.
Oh, wow.
You know, it just didn't. You know, so but that's all right. They wanted to dramatize it a little bit. But the meeting that we had, which shows me talking to Dick, arguing against him, was just the opposite.
Wow.
What Dick had said to me in that meeting was, "Do you think he's good enough? Do we need to get Hostetler in here? Our jobs depend on it." And at that point, I said, absolutely. You know, I didn't know how good he'd be, but I thought he'd be good enough. But there was a real groundswell in there to bring in Hostetler, and Dick was fighting that. Dick wasn't sure. He'd left it up. He had left everything up to us on offense about the quarterback. He really didn't get involved in it. But his suggestion when I first got there, we need to make a decision on this guy to let him out of here, or you know, put him in the mix. And I said, "Well, let's look at some tape on him." So, look at the World League tape, and he was just phenomenal. I said, "I don't know him, but he's very courageous, tough guy. All the things that you want a quarterback, he seems to have. Let's give him the chance to spring." And of course, he took full advantage of that. It was just a tough, tough deal for a lot of guys in there to think that this guy could come from where he was and be, you know, on the roster as number two. And then, of course, everything happened to work out. I wish I could tell you I knew that was going to happen, but I didn't. I just felt like he was good enough. But Dick was great about he stood back, he asked the right questions, and he just let us be. And that's kind of what really happened. There was nothing contentious between Kurt and I. And I was hard on him during practice. I made life miserable. You got to remember now, up in Green Bay, he walked away from that. He kind of stoved up or choked up a little bit, just couldn't get it done. And, you know, I stood up for him in that meeting to keep him, and now I'm a little nervous about it too. I got to make sure that he's going to be tough enough to handle the stuff I knew he'd have to handle. So once that we went through that camp started, it's all sins are forgiven. You're ready to go, kind of a thing. So,
sure.
But a lot of great stories involved with that relationship, but it worked out terrific.
It sure did. Great memories for all of us. Absolutely.
We're looking forward to the Super Bowl on Sunday with the Eagles and Chiefs, and I'm curious if you have any predictions for that.
It'll be a great game. One of the best Super Bowls, I think. I'm very excited to watch it. You like to see the Chiefs win. You like to see Andy. He's just a terrific guy. Probably the best NFL coach. One of the top three ever coached the game, I think. So, you know, you'd like to see him get the three-peat. The only thing I would say is it's a bad team for them matchup-wise.
Yes.
They're a pressure defense, and a pressure defense, what you do is you run the ball against a pressure defense and get them out of that. So all those blitzes that he comes up with, they don't you know, they practice against a passing game and protections, but they don't practice against a run. So it's got to hold up against a run, and you don't have the great gap control and all that stuff. So I know this, whenever we played, that's the Philadelphia defense, really Jimmy Johnson's defense. We always just ran the ball at it. It's the best thing that you can do. And they've got that back, and they've got that offensive line that can get that done. So I think they create problems on the other side of the ball. Kansas City just isn't the strike force they used to be. You know, they need a little bit more out there at wide receiver, I think. And Mahomes has been okay. He's been good, but he hasn't been that great player until he gets into the fourth quarter. Then he just kind of puts a cape on. So
yeah.
I think I would give the nod to Philly at this point just because of how they're winning and what they're doing. But it wouldn't surprise anybody, of course, if Kansas City just went in there and just put one on them.
Oh, yeah. And of course, you mentioned their running game. He's no Marshall Faulk yet, but Saquon Barkley is pretty amazing, and they're going to have to figure out a way to stop him, right?
Yeah, and the thing about that is the only way you stop him is you play with a middle close defense. So you're playing with a free safety, which puts your wide receivers one-on-one. Yeah. They've got these two gigantic receivers, one-on-one, they ought to be able to win. And that's where the Hurts really excels. Where he has problems is against blitz, because they didn't have blitz, real good blitz answers until it changed coordinators. They do now. And then the other thing is zones, where he's got to sit there and read a zone. He's not real good at that. But he's great when you get a man coverage and he can just fling it and put the ball where he wants to. He's good.
I keep hearing more and more people who are accusing the referees of basically rigging the game to try to help the Chiefs for a number of reasons. Do you think there's any truth to that?
You know, I don't know. You know, for anybody to go there, you got to have some evidence of that. You know, when you put it all together, if you take one or two games by itself, no. But when you put it all together, it makes you wonder. But remember, these referees are people, too. You know, they've got emotions involved. And when you have a guy like Patrick Mahomes, great guy, one of the best ever to play the game, obviously, they like him. They want to protect him. Subconsciously, maybe they help him a little bit. Who knows? But is it some sort of a covert way of going about this and helping them? I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think if you're an opponent of the Chiefs and they're winning by 3 points, these really close games, it would make you wonder. Certainly, you'd shake your head and you'd complain about it. But you know, I mean, I'm a big fan of college basketball, and I complain about every foul call too. So, yeah, you know, close game, you're complaining about those things. Coach Mike March, so tell folks, what are you up to these days? Are you completely retired? You're still doing some analysis?
I'll do a little bit, you know. I work occasionally for the 33rd team, which is a website. And then I have a podcast. JT and I have a podcast, Talking Football, JT and Mike Martz. So we just finished our last. We just do it during the season. We just finished our last one last week, but you can find it online on YouTube. We have a lot of fun doing that every year. We'll continue next year, I'm sure. But just a little bit. Makes me watch games every Sunday, but I'm in San Diego on vacation right now, so we got out of the cold weather for a few weeks. But not much anything. We got, you know, my whole life was spent away from my family. So here we get a chance to be with our kids and grandkids and date my wife again. So yeah, it's been fun.
Good for you. Coach March, thank you so much for giving us some time this morning, and particularly on vacation.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, you take care of yourself. Coach Mike March there, of course, great offensive coordinator for the greatest show on turf. Brings back to see. I'm glad that he pointed that out about that movie, because they make it seem like he had no faith in Warner and all this. They just kind of played it up, I guess, for dramatic reasons. And I'm glad to find that out. The reason I enjoyed the movie, it's not the best acting in the world. It's almost Hallmarky in some areas, if you know what I'm talking about. But at the end of the day, it brought back so many memories of that time. And you know, when Vermeil had to hold that news conference after Trent broke his leg, and you know, they don't know what they're going to do, and they're just praying for the best, and they're going to start this Kurt Warner kid, and nobody's ever heard of him, and then boom, it just explodes and he's fantastic. And
yep,
it was a great period of time to remember
that again. Has to be really irritating when what you've said is completely twisted.
Sure.
And you obviously can't go everywhere and start defending it. You know,
well, it's like that in the movie Rudy too. Have you heard that complaint, Carl?
That's such a great
movie. Dan Devine claimed a lot
didn't happen.
That didn't happen. That he was not so hateful to this kid, and that the scene where all of the seniors came and threatened to turn in their jerseys and they weren't going to play if Rudy didn't get a chance, that didn't happen. And he said there was a lot of things
coach
were played
at
up
the time that movie came out.
Yeah, yeah.
What Mike just said was the sacrifice that you make. Obviously, you're making a very large salary, whether you're a college coach or in this case, in the NFL, but I mean, how much time are they spending away from their families?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, particularly if they haven't relocated to the town where they're working.
Mm-hmm.
Some just come in and stay here temporarily for the season and then go back home. So I don't know if that was a Mike's situation or not. But all right, coming up, I mentioned that scam the police are warning people about. It's apparently it's a pretty complicated and well put together way to finagle money out of people, and I'm going to let you hear from the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department when we come back. Stay tuned. So I told you the other day, earlier this week, that I was embarrassed to admit I fell for a phishing scam. Actually, it was a text message telling me that I owed a fee for one of those Easy Pass things, and I actually have accounts in I think one in Florida and one in New Jersey for the Turnpike up there, and I just didn't think about it. I got the text message. I said I owed like $7. I'm like, that's easy. I'll take care of that right now. I clicked the link, entered my information, and the minute I hit send, I looked at the top of it and it said Easy Park, Easy Toll, Massachusetts or something. I'm like, I've never been to Massachusetts in my life. Wait a minute. So I called my bank. I canceled the card. I didn't lose any money, but I felt like an idiot because I think I'm usually pretty tuned into those things. And then Lisa, Mama Kay, sent us a clip earlier of a scam that's apparently going around in Jefferson County. The public information officer down there is Grant Bissell. He used to work at Channel 5 years ago when I knew him. And he's now working for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department. And he said people are getting phone calls telling them that they missed jury duty and they owe a fine. And if they don't pay it immediately, they're going to have a warrant put out for them or something. Listen to this.
People have been getting calls saying that they have an outstanding warrant. What we've heard most recently is these warrants are for failure to show up to jury duty. A guy that I know from my childhood actually called me today and said they had the name of a Jefferson County judge. They had the name of one of the people who works here at the sheriff's office. And they all kind of had this cohesive story about, yeah, you got this notice back on October 15th and you signed for it. We've got the documentation right here. The judge, they mentioned a certain judge who is an actual Jefferson County judge, signed this warrant. You know, they reviewed it and all. I'm looking at the paperwork with your signature. You were supposed to be here for jury duty at the end of last month. You didn't show up. Now you've got couple of warrants, and they wanted him to pay $4,000 to clear up these warrants.
So it gets even better, right? In this particular case, the guy was out of town when he got the phone call. So these scammers are advanced enough that they had an option for that. Oh, you're out of town? We can forward you to the sheriff's department where you are, and you can pay them. Listen to how extensive this is.
And when the guy started questioning some things, they had buttoned down responses about it. Turns out he's out of town. So they said, oh, hang on just a second. We'll connect you to the sheriff's office down there. They did. They connected him to somebody else at the other sheriff's office. And started working, you know, very accommodating, very friendly, very helpful, saying, hey, we don't want you to have any trouble. We don't want you getting arrested. We understand you're on a trip, so we'll help you get in touch with this other sheriff's office. You can still pay that warrant down there. They want them to pay digitally at a pay center in which you then get a 6-digit code once you've deposited the money that you're supposed to deposit and then give that code to the person.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah.
All those things would make it seem more legitimate if you really weren't thinking. But, I mean, most people don't skip jury duty, right?
No, but what they are creative about is they know that in October, it's easy. It's one of those things where it's just enough time has passed where you're thinking, did I sign for that?
Yeah.
Maybe.
maybe I forgot to go.
I don't know. Uh-huh. You start questioning it, and the panic sets in pretty quickly. And once that is, you know, what you're thinking of or what you're experiencing, that I feel like you're rational, like anything rational that you would have thought wise can just go out the window.
Right. Well, just be on the lookout for it. They had this advice: call them if you live in the area, whether you're in Jefferson County or St. Louis County or whatever, and this happens to you, call your local police and find out. Because in this case, they gave the fake name of a lieutenant for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department who doesn't even exist. So
verify on your own. Don't just take their word for it. Don't let them play on your emotions. Don't let them talk you up and get you thinking and reacting emotionally as opposed to logically. Use your head. Take a deep breath. Think to yourself.
Yeah, good advice, Grant, for sure.
I just looked it up. The other thing that to me would raise a red flag there would be the amount that they wanted. $4,000 seems really random very expensive. I just Googled this. It says in Missouri, the fine for skipping jury duty can be up to $500.
Okay.
It would be considered civil contempt of court. The court may also order community service in addition to the fine. $500 is far different than $4,000.
Well, maybe if they'd pay you $500 for going to jury duty, more people would show up.
Don't you get like $12?
Yeah, it's barely enough to pay your parking for the most part. You know, it's your civic duty.
Pay your parking and then give you a little bit of money because you have to take off work. And some people, like my brother-in-law, both my brothers-in-law, they're chiropractors. And if you told them they had to take off and they couldn't see patients, that is detrimental.
That is a lot
of money out of their pocket versus just you or I, where it's not like we're seeing patients every day.
Right. We have patients.
Not much. I have more now that Trump's in office.
The doctor is in. Carl Middleman, if you're in the city, you're more likely. Your odds are higher. And if you vote in the city, they now draw the jury pool from the voting pool?
Yes.
It used to be driver's license, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, if you vote, they get you.
And they get you pretty regularly.
But they also have a different system now. So if you call the night before, and they'll tell you we need you or not.
St. Louis County's doing that, too.
Love
yeah,
it.
I got out of it last time
so
that way.
Good that way.
That's for sure. All right, we're out of time. Brian Kilmeade will be up next. I'm sure he'll have more on the Super Bowl. I think they had Tom Brady on Fox and Friends this morning. Maybe he'll have some of that sound for you. Of course, hang around. Annie and Mark will be in later this afternoon. Have a great weekend. Kim and Carl and Sue and Ethan and I will be back here Monday morning at 5 a.m. See you then.
Get more at 971talk.com.